This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's no sign the Vice President Pence and President Trump's cabinet will remove him from office. So the House is moving ahead with its own idea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Tomorrow it will start debating impeachment, with the president facing a single charge, incitement of insurrection after the deadly Capitol riot.
We have a president who most of us believe participated in encouraging an insurrection.
But first, number two House Democrat Steny Hoyer and others will vote on a resolution urging Vice President Pence and the cabinet to use constitutional powers to remove the president. Pence has given no indication he will do that and met with the president yesterday for the first time since the attack. No cabinet members have publicly called for the president's removal. Three have resigned.
Armed protesters may descend on all 50 state capitals in Washington, D.C. ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration, the warning from the FBI. The AP's Mike Gracia.
State capitals have beefed up security, in some cases activating the National Guard, with the FBI issuing a bulletin warning of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week. In Olympia, Washington, where state troopers were heckled by protesters, Sergeant Darren Wright of the Washington State Police told the Associated Press.
The Washington State Patrol has been tasked with providing security and making sure that the legislature is able to conduct their business safely.
I'm Mike Gracia.
Trying to give more Americans COVID-19 shots. States are opening football stadiums, ballparks, fairgrounds, and convention centers to inoculate more people. About 9 million Americans have gotten shots so far. Divers have now recovered a black box from an Indonesian passenger jet that crashed into the Java Sea. This is AP News. This could be a first. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Several gorillas at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park have tested positive for the coronavirus. San Diego Zoo Safari Park Director Lisa Peterson says the members of the gorilla troop were tested last week for the virus that causes COVID-19.
We saw some mild symptoms that are similar to those that humans would experience.
Peterson says some of the gorillas have been coughing and they all are thought to be infected. She thinks they also know how they were exposed.
We suspect that the gorillas got this virus from an asymptomatic team member.
That worker, as well as all the others, suit up and mask up every time they're dealing with the animals in the park. Veterinarians are closely monitoring the gorillas, and they will remain in their habitat at the park. I'm Tim McGuire.
Vice President Biden's gotten his second and final COVID-19 shot at a hospital in Delaware, close to his home. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.